welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. Your business can look great on paper, and it can still feel wrong. So this episode, I am sharing what happened to me when I realized that something could be better aligned in my business and what I did about it, what I'm doing about it. So welcome to Unstuck. I'm Libby Langley, your host, coach, author, and big believer in building a business that's actually fun to run. And that goes kind of deeper than just, oh, I'm only going to work, you know, 4 hours a day or whatever. It's got to feel right. It's got to feel aligned. And it's got to feel kind of deeply true. And I don't say that to be like all, you know, I don't know, woo-woo about this stuff. But it's got to feel completely right through your core, your business, because it's like, you know, a lot of your time and energy and effort, right, goes into this. So it's got to be good and it's got to be right. And I wanted to share something with you today that is quite personal, because I'm going to talk about some of the kind of reasons for various misalignments that I've experienced along the way and what I did to it and why currently that my Confidence to Grow coaching space is being rebranded to the Unstuck community. It's a big, big shift for me and my business. And I'm going to tell you kind of what it means for me, my business, and for you as well. Why this came about, what it means, and what lessons you can learn from this. Because there'll be a ton, right? I do these things so you don't have to, remember. So if you've been second-guessing a decision or feeling like something doesn't quite fit anymore, this episode will give you the permission to make that change without any shame, without any stress, just, you know, kind of, oh, right, okay, it's fine, I can crack on with that. That's my purpose here. Because sometimes the thing that used to feel right just doesn't feel right anymore. Yeah, it feels a bit off. And that's not a failure. That's like a signal that you've grown, that your business has grown, that the world has changed and adapted, and you need to do the same too. So if you've ever thought, this isn't working anymore, but I don't really know what to do about it, then this episode is for you. All right. We're talking about how to get unstuck from a business that doesn't feel right anymore. So I want to take you back a bit. I'm not going to talk about all the times that I've come unstuck from a business that doesn't feel right anymore, because we don't have that long to go through my entire 14 years of business changes. You know, I started off my business in 2011 and I did business coaching. I've always done that. Strategy work, mindset work with business owners. But also an enormous part of my business was social media teaching businesses how to use social media for business, and also running a social media agency. And that was very successful. But the bit that I always really liked was the business coaching side. Always really loved that. Always really loved getting under the bonnet of people's businesses. Social media agency made a ton of money. We had loads of clients, but it was less profitable because I employed staff to run it. And also less enjoyable because I was managing staff to run it. So I was stuck, I was unhappy, and I made the really big, bold decision to just change it all. And I made my staff redundant and I changed the entire structure of my business. And the way I did that was make the decision and then do it, which is, the ADHD way of doing things. And for me, the kind of ripping the plaster off is often the best approach to things, because I think there's a huge element of trusting your gut. If something feels wrong, you need to change it. And if something feels right, you need to do it. And it kind of doesn't matter how scary it is or how other people might go, ooh, really? But that's working and successful. If you're not happy, and like I say, if you're not kind of deeply aligned in your core, then it ain't right. Okay. So it needs to change. So that was probably the biggest unstuck shift and change I did for myself in my business. And that's 10 years ago now. It's a long time ago. And I do talk about it a lot because it was an enormous thing. And I know that it's helped and supported a lot of people who've been going through the same thing and want to go down, I don't know, like the anti-business route almost of having a small business and staying as a solo business owner and building your wealth and your happiness that way. And it's perfectly okay to do it. And I'm 10 years into that side of things and it's fab. So yeah, the bit of advice there is listen to your gut and just do it, you know, just do it. If you think too much about it, nothing will ever happen. Okay. So that's really kind of the truth of that. And over the years, I developed and delivered various ways of supporting businesses, some with a very digital marketing focus and some more with a more rounded business coaching focus. And they've been online programs, they've been one-to-one coaching, they've been group coaching programs, they've been masterminds, they've been one-off training sessions. I've done a lot, right? And they've all been successful in their own way, but they've all run their course because I think perhaps they weren't aligned to what I really wanted to do fully, but I didn't know what I really wanted to do until I did all these other things to find out what was right and what wasn't quite so right for me, right? And they've all helped people. And I feel very privileged that I've supported, you know, nearly 7,000 people along on my journey with their businesses. So it's absolutely, I'm not saying anything, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Absolutely not. It's just there's, you know, seasons and reasons for things, right? And it's okay for things to run their course. And then about 18 months ago, at the time of recording, I knew that something new was coming. Or a culmination was coming, right? I'd done an awful lot of work on myself. I was 6-8 months into being diagnosed as autistic ADHD, which helped me enormously with my own personal and professional development and understanding of how I wanted my life to look and how I wanted my business to look. So that was mega, right? That was a massive kind of catalyst for me, that deeper self-understanding. And I knew that I wanted to create something more of a movement, not to sound like a wanker there, but more of a movement that really, really made a whole difference. Because marketing's fab, right? We all need to do marketing. This is marketing, you know, in one shape or form. But there's more to it than that for running a business. Marketing gets you customers. But again, you can make a lot of money doing that. But if it doesn't feel right, it's unsatisfying. And you kind of might as well put your efforts into a job where you get paid annual leave and a pension and blah, 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 blah. So I did some work on this. And I looked at various talks that I'd done, keynotes that I'd done over a couple of years prior. And I realized that I kind of had the basis for a program. There, the talks that I delivered, I was like, do you know what? This is like a lifetime coaching program. But I knew that I didn't want a coaching program. I didn't want something with a set curriculum. And I didn't want something that had a beginning and an end, because this stuff never stops, right? We unstick ourselves in some way. And then, you know, we hit another hurdle, or we have another issue, or we have another wobble, or a client doesn't pay on time, or, you know, somebody's email replies to one of your email marketing emails and tells you you're a spammer, or, you know, I don't know, something, right? There's always something that comes up and that puts wobbles in, and that's tough. So I knew that I wanted to, yes, talk about marketing. Yes, talk about business structure. Yes, talk about pricing of programs, all that practical stuff, money management, mindset. But I also wanted to deliver the bit that had always been missing for me. And that was the real, genuine, caring support of, I am here to listen. You can cry, you can rant, you can cheer, you can celebrate. This is the space to do that, because that space doesn't exist, right? When we run our own businesses, you know, we're very stoic and we're very, you know, we go to networking or we talk to people and go, yeah, business is great, blah, blah, blah. And inside you're going, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to get through the day, let alone the week. And that passes, right? But it happens. It happens to all of us every day. at some point or other. And so whilst being able to do the practical, oh, here are the things that you need to do in order to build your own service or change your pricing, or this is the email to send to tell clients you're raising your prices, you know, all that practical stuff that I'm very, very good at and have years of experience of doing. It's this space holding, being there that mattered. And also, I wanted to kind of align that with growth, right? But not business growth per se, because so many people that I work with don't want to grow their businesses. They don't want million pound empires. You probably don't want a million pound empire anyway. I certainly don't anymore, because I've done the build a team, build a million pound business. I don't want to do that. I know I don't want to do that. I want a business that I have a business and I want to continue to have a business that makes me happy, that brings in a decent income, that allows me to just do other stuff and go on holiday and enjoy life, right? That's what really, really matters, this kind of happy business, happy life thing, not growing and scaling. So when I created, so Confidence to Grow was kind of born out of all of that. And I called it Confidence to Grow because the confidence is what we need in ourselves. You know, it's not the, you know, oh, I need to be a bro marketer, I need to go out there and shout about it. It's not that kind of false confidence. It's just the quiet confidence in yourself that you're doing the right thing, right? And I passionately believe in that kind of holistic core, total, everything aligns, right, for you. And the grow was to grow yourself and or grow your business, right? And it was fantastic, you know, fantastic. This is the best thing that I've ever done. People joined freely and willingly, well, obviously freely, but I've never forced anyone to join, but freely and willingly, enthusiastically and all of that. And over the course of the first year of the program, incredible, some incredible people in there, and it's lifetime access. So people are in and they get to know each other really well. And, you know, the conversations just develop and the support is wonderful from me, but also from the people in there to each other. But what I started to feel, I guess about 6 months ago, I started to feel like something's not right with it, and nothing at all about the delivery or the being in there and the, you know, the comments from the clients in there in our WhatsApp group of, I'm so glad you've created this space. Thank you for listening. You were there in my hour of need. You know, these are all things I have screenshotted that are said in our WhatsApp group. So nothing wrong with that, but something wrong with me and the alignment to it. Okay. And I always struggled to describe it because to start with, I used some, you know, my Confidence to Grow coaching program. I mean, God, that's a mouthful, right? And then it morphed into my Confidence to Grow coaching space because I knew program wasn't right because it's not a kind of course or program that with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so that was kind of my stuckness. In a way, where I was becoming a little bit stuck. And actually, this will come as a huge surprise to my clients because they went, you know, it's not evident in the delivery in the program at all. It's not about the kind of the program itself. But something was starting to not feel right to me, and I was starting to not feel aligned. And when I rebranded this podcast from, which also was not feeling aligned, you know, Life in Business was great when I started it. This was originally called Life in Business. It was fantastic because it was about life in business. But as over the two and a half years, it's become more specific. And I've realized what my kind of thing that I really like helping people with is as well. And so by doing, we make decisions and we learn. So this had a rebrand. This podcast had a rebrand to Unstuck a couple of months ago at the time of recording. And it's been far better. It's been far better. Fundamentally, nothing has changed, right? If you listen to the old episodes, I mean, the first couple, I was nervous, you know, forgive me. But, you know, fundamentally, nothing's changed in what I talk about. I've just become more specific, slightly more niched, and it's more themed now, more focused in that very specifically helps solo business owners, very small business owners to get unstuck from whatever they're, you know, whatever's going on, right? And whatever you're overthinking today, there'll be a podcast episode to help you on it. So that was a rebrand there. And since I did, that felt absolutely right. And I've had some fantastic feedback about that. And listener numbers have increased. And now we're on YouTube too. And there's lots of good stuff that's happened around that. So I guess doing that also added to me thinking there's some misalignment with my coaching, the coaching space. I'm really, really trying to reiterate there's nothing wrong with the delivery of it. There's nothing. I love it, right? I absolutely love it. And the people who are in who love it. It's about, I guess it's about the way I talk about it and the way I market it. I guess that's where the misalignment has come from. And there's kind of been a bit of overthinking for me about, shall I offer a shorter version? Shall I offer a version that is just the WhatsApp group and not the live calls? And, you know, lots of stuff, ideas I've been kind of playing with. And I haven't done these, you know, these things kind of have been ideas and half ideas. But it's been a sign, there have been subtle signs of some kind of misalignment, right, with me and it. And when I did the rebrand of the podcast, it became even more apparent that Confidence to Grow kind of wasn't right. And it was all crystallized for me when at one of my retreat days, run a couple this year in Birmingham, somebody who came said, I've wanted to join Confidence to Grow for months, but I don't want to grow my business. And that hit me like an absolute hammer. And she was in a room with, there were four people there who were in my Confidence to Grow program, who were existing clients. And we'd all introduced ourselves and she'd heard what everyone had said. And of course, when she said that, actually, everybody laughed and said, oh, no, 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 no. That's not what we're here for. We're here, as you've already gathered from the things that we've said in this room in Birmingham, we're here for personal growth and development and making our business happier and enjoying our lives more and being more profitable and being more efficient. You know, all of those things. Yes, that's growth, but it's not like million-pound business growth. And she said, I see that now. And she subsequently joined and is in, and it's incredible. But it really, someone saying that out loud and unprompted, you know, this wasn't a survey I was doing or anything. She said that in her intro, made me think, yeah, it's not the right message. That's what this misalignment has been feeling. This what this kind of like mini stuckness, I guess, from me in me has been, because it's not the right message. And so that's why Confidence Grow no longer felt like the best name for this. The thing itself has a life of its own, and it's better than I could have ever dreamt of. You know, the community that's in there is insane, and I mean, I do say some credit for that, because obviously I created it, and also, you know, not everybody's allowed in. You've got to fit, and I'm really kind of particular about that, so that I know that people will gel and people will support each other, and people will get the best, absolute best that they need from being in the space. But yeah, Confidence to Grow, too long as well, but Confidence to Grow no longer felt like the thing. So that's when it crystallized for me in that room in Birmingham that I was going to rebrand the other part of my business, not just my podcast, to the Unstuck Community, because then everything is aligned. Unstuck, the podcast. Great. You like what you hear on the podcast? Come join my Unstuck Community. This is what we talk about all day, every day, and you'll get my individual support and attention on it, and we can work through it together. It's very simple, and it lines up much better for me in terms of the, what's the word, parity in my business, is that the right word? But also in terms of marketing and people understanding what, you know, kind of what it's all about, right? It's like the podcast, but you get to talk to me too. Pretty much, you know, pretty much on any topic that you want about your business. So I wanted to kind of reiterate to you today that, you know, your business, it is possible for your business to grow beyond its original container, right? Not necessarily to change as such, but to present differently so it feels better. And it's also okay that something that you started takes on a bit of a life of its own and becomes bigger or better or different than you originally kind of planned. And that's okay too, because actually that's like, it's almost like market research, but in action. So the way people respond and react to things, the things that people want, the questions that people ask, allow you to shape and grow and develop what you're offering without burning it all to the ground. You know, you absolutely don't need to. Do that. If something works and you, at its core, you enjoy it, but there's a little bit of, oh, I don't know, something feels a bit sticky somewhere, you can change those things without losing all the pure and successful elements of what you already have. Yeah, you've kind of just got to identify what those things are. And really, really unusually for me, I've sat on this for 6 months. And like I say, you know, I got rid of all my stuff practically overnight. So I'm obviously growing up and becoming a bit of an adult and taking things slowly. But it just shows how much it matters, you know, and how important it is to preserve what already exists. It's very, very precious. It's a very precious space for me, but also for the people in it. And I'm going to do nothing to damage that whatsoever. Really feel very strongly about that. So sometimes this clarity comes after you kind of have already gone through the thought process almost. So I was going through a lot of this thought process, and you might be going through something very, very similar about an element of your business. But when someone says something, you're like, yeah, that's it. That's it. And that's okay. It's almost waiting for the sign, right? But if you, if you prompt too much, you'll ask questions that you want people to answer, if that makes sense, or you'll sometimes give you they'll give you the answers that you want to hear, which isn't, yeah. So, you know, the more conversations you have, the more you're going to be able to pick up on kind of subtexts of things. So if you're something in your business feels off and you do feel a bit stuck about something, what is it? How could you tweak or change something to feel more aligned? How could that help you feel more unstuck? Yeah, it's not always a great big thing. And getting unstuck, it often starts with really honest self-reflection and a willingness to do things differently. You know, we have to sometimes say, yeah, that was a brilliant idea. And it's done. It's the idea was executed and it's done, and now it needs to be slightly different. And that's great. That's growth, you know? That's real growth. That's real development. That's real business owner mentality to be able to do that, rather than going, well, I've called it this. This is how it looks. I'm going to do this forever. You know, that's kind of going down the sunk cost fallacy route of, I will continue to do this until I die or go bankrupt or whatever, just because I started it. It's okay to tweak and change things. It's a really, really healthy way to run a business, because you will change, your clients will change, the environment will change, all of this stuff. And that's great. You've got to move with it. But renaming something, it's not just a label change. It's kind of a reflection of who you are, who you work with, and what people really need and what you really stand for. It's a deeper thing than just, I'm going to pick a name that the algorithm likes. You know, that doesn't matter. It's got to be more holistic than that. And your business is allowed to grow and change just like you are, right? So my community, which I'm very happy to be able to call it that now, my community is changing from Competence to Grow to the Unstuck community. And that's kind of it. You know, my everything else, the WhatsApp group, the twice weekly calls, the lifetime access to it all, that all stays exactly the same. Price point staying exactly the same. You know, pay in one go and save £500 or take out a payment plan. That all stays exactly the same. But the bubble is tweaking and changing. And that feels absolutely right to me. And the difference in there, I think, is the energy and the clarity and the alignment behind it. And so if you are feeling stuck on something in your business, it doesn't feel right anymore, it could be something quite straightforward, like I'm going through. And obviously, if you want my help with that, come join the Unstuck community. Go to libbylangley.com/coaching, and you'll be able to find all the difference there. And if your business doesn't feel quiet anymore, maybe this is the nudge that you need, right? To do something different and to explore what could be, because it could be really, really exciting. And the business that you want could be so, so close. It just needs a tiny little tweak. And yes, there's a load of faff behind the scenes to rebrand something. We did it with my podcast and now we're doing it with the program. And yeah, there'll be some bits that you miss and you discover 6 months later and go, oh God, have I been sending that out with the wrong name the whole time? Fine, that all happens, right? But that's just logistics. So you can write a list and cross things off the list. What's more important is that you have this feeling that it's right. Because like I said right at the start, your gut knows. You know, your gut knows what's right and what's not. And the more you listen to that gut and action on it, the more aligned your business is going to be, the happier you're going to be, and the more profitable and the more successful you're going to be, quite simply. That's what makes a big difference. So if you're curious about what's going on, go to libbylangley.com/coaching and find out more about my Unstuck community. Come join us. It's a great place. It's like the podcast, but you get to talk to me too, and I get to support you directly, and that's fab. So thanks for listening today, and I'm going to see you next week. Thanks a lot. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.